Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Flack. Batting second. The center fielder, Jack Smith. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Schultz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Vernier. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Milt Stock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Spex Topperser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Vick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Haynes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jesse Haynes. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Moranville. Batting second. The center fielder, Max Carey. Batting third. The left fielder, Carson Bigby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Clyde Barnhart. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pi Trainer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ray Rower. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Glasner. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Whitey Glasner. And now, play ball. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Glasner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trainer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bigby. The throw from Vic and he is safe. Bigby steals second. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser hits a pop-up towards short. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Rower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rower hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rower moves to second. Whitey Glasner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glasner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fernier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Glasner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Vick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trainer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carey. Haynes reaches second base with a double. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 1 in the game. Flack hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Rower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey bunts towards third. Stock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carson Big B is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Big B is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Big B hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's Cardinals, 1, Pirates, 1. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barnhart goes all the way around to score. Trainer moves to second. It's 2-1, Pirates. Ray Rower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rower is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rower hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Schultz who is chasing the ball. Rower reaches third base with a triple. Trainer scores. It's 3-1, Pirates. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into center field. Carey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carey. Hornsby moves to third. Schultz moves to second. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trainer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hornsby scores. Schultz moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Pirates. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 1 in the game. Stock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schultz scores. It's Cardinals, 3, Pirates, 3. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0 for 1 in the game. Topperser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rower throws the ball into Trainer, who tags Topperser trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Stock moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Vick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jewel Enns pinch hits for Whitey Glasner. Jewel Enns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Enns bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gooch moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 2 in the game. Moranville bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Gooch moves to third. Enns moves to second. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to home to get Gooch. Enns moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carey. The throw from Vic and he is safe. Carey steals second. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bigby is walked intentionally. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Carlson now pitching. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Haynes hits a fly ball into right field. Rower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 2 in the game. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trainer misplays the ball. That's an error on Trainer. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flack moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Rower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rower is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rower hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flack. Rower reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Rower moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gooch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flack, who is chasing the ball. Gooch reaches third base with a triple. Rower scores. It's 4-3, Pirates. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fernier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stock hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Topperser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Vick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey bunts in front of the plate. Vic juggles the ball. That's an error on Vic. Moranville moves to second. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bigby bunts towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Moranville moves to third. Carey moves to second. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barnhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fernier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haynes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carey, who is chasing the ball. Haynes reaches third base with a triple. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 3 in the game. Flack takes first base on ball 4. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haynes scores. Flack moves to second. It's Cardinals, 4, Pirates, 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flack scores. There goes Smith trying to get to third. Big B throws the ball into Barnhart, who tags Smith for the out. One out. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hornsby moves to third. Two outs. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fernier hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Ansmith now catching. Ray Rower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rower is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rower hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gooch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cotton Tierney pinch hits for Hal Carlson. Jim Maddox pinch runs for Johnny Gooch. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bonnie Hollingsworth now pitching. Jim Maddox now catching. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stock takes first base on ball 4. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stock moves to second. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Topperser for the out. Stock moves to third. One out. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith hits a fly ball into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Haynes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Flack hits a line drive to left field. The ball gets by Big B. Carey fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carey. Haynes goes all the way around to score. Flack moves to third. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Les Mann pinch runs for Max Flack. Chief Yellow Horse now pitching. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mann scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Cardinals. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Maddox for a passed ball. Smith moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Les Mann now playing center field. Jack Smith now playing right field. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Pirates 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trainer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fernier hits a fly ball into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Big B, who is chasing the ball. Stock reaches third base with a triple. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Topperser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barnhart takes first base on ball 4. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Rower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rower is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barnhart moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-4 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barnhart scores. Rower moves to second. It's 8-5, Cardinals. Jim Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mokin pinch hits for Chief Yellow Horse. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.